Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Once again, you guys stepped up, collected over 102,000 diapers for Helping Mamas, the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And if you're cruising right, the sun is up, it is shining, it's going to be a beautiful day, blue skies. And when you look up into the blue heavens, what are you going to see? You're going to see the Burt Show in a diaper. That's what you're going to see.
Every single one of them.
So the entire Burt Show team, because we reached our goal, we collected over 75,000 diapers for Helping Mamas. We posed in diapers holding Burt Show babies. And that billboard is up in Douglasville, Highway 5, Bill Arp Road, about a half mile south of I-20 West. It's right before the Red Lobster. So when you're eating your cheesy biscuits today, you can maybe look out the window and see us and lose your appetite and all of our diaper glory.
Cheddar Bay biscuits with the size of cottage cheese, guys.
So, yeah, that is now up. But we've also shared it on social media. We're going to share it at the website, theburtshow.com. My main objective, and like so a little behind the scenes, Cassie worked so hard on this photo, right? And yes, y'all, when you see that photo on that billboard, it is Photoshopped. And I'm not talking about smoothing out the cellulite in the thighs.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about there was not one usable photo. Cassie had to take faces from one photo, put it on faces of another photo, get kids' arms out of people's face. Like, this was hands down the wildest photo shoot I've done in all my years of radio.
It made Abby cry, literally, while the babies were here. I felt there's the baby that Tommy is holding in this picture right here, although very sweet. She was the one with the high-pitched cry, I think. It was piercing my soul. Like, I'm like, I couldn't run fast enough.
That was the baby that made me cry.
Yes.
It, like, I'm telling you, it felt personal. I was like, oh my God, this poor child. I'm hurting
it. There was so much to unpack, though. I mean, seeing it on a billboard in Douglasville is one, but you're going to be driving, so you're missing a lot. The best thing to do is go to theburtshow.com, and there is so much to unpack here. Just the way the babies, some of them are so happy, others are, the one in Kristen's left ear is screaming so hard.
One of the fellow moms on the show, the sweet kiddos that I got to hold, no, they both of them screamed and cried the entire time. The entire time.
On the far end of the picture is a mom that is there holding her child because nobody else could.
No, that's Katie.
Oh, is it?
Yes. What?
Is this a really bad angle from me?
Wow, that's Katie. A bad angle, but it's also a bad Photoshop.
Is that what
it
is?
She was like way off to the side and forward, so I had to shrink her down and move her over.
Yeah, no offense, but that does not look like Katie.
Sorry. I mean, it's honestly not that far off from the original picture, but sorry, Katie. I did my best.
I'm like, that's Katie. That, like, we didn't have any parents in the billboard.
That is an angle that does not make Katie look like Katie. I assure you on that one.
You might want to get your eyes checked again.
There was one point where Kristen had the two babies she was talking about, and she stepped out to Sarah, our photographer, and said, I got to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. It is there in all its gloriousness.
And so, like, a little behind the scenes, you know, Cassie, she was working so hard to get this billboard because, I mean, this was a quick turnaround. The photo shoot, getting the artwork, getting it to the billboard company. Like, we wanted to get this up, you know, by today. And so she was running stuff by me, and we're checking stuff. And she was like, you know, I really want to get, like, the Burt Show in there, like, as far as, like, the Burt Show name and the Burt Show website. And I'm like, yeah, no, but we really need to get the helpingmamas.org website. And then it washed over Cassie. She's like, yeah, why does the Burt Show matter? Because it's coming to an end. The focus should be on helping mamas. So, yeah, helpingmamas.org. And then, y'all, like that, we are going to show you all of the unfiltered, unedited photos. Oh, like, there's going to be a gallery so you can take in all the glory that was the chaos of that day. And there's children falling out of arms. There are our faces are like just in shock and in terror and in there's fear. You literally get every emotion.
Every single one is right there,
man. From these pictures, from this. And let's make sure to give mad props to Sarah Witherington from mm-hmm. Own Boudoir, who came in and did the photo shoot.
Very different than the work she does most of the day.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Boudoir that is, photos.
Yes, the boudoir photos. But she crushed it. And to the parents of all 12 of those Burt's, the Burt Show babies that... I know how hard it is to get up, to get out the door, to come to the studio, and to be a part of that chaos. You all were so awesome. So thank you so much for showing up and letting us use your babies.
And again, this is just a really great example of how you guys showed up with all those diapers, which made us go on a billboard. You guys are the story here.
Exactly.
So thank you for doing that.
Because we pushed that. Thanks to you and Kimberly Clark. And that Jamie from Helping Mamas told me, because, you know, she wanted to be here. She's the CEO and founder of Helping Mamas, and she wanted to witness this. And I'm so glad she did, because she was the one that got all the behind-the-scenes photos and videos, which we will also share. But beware, you might be triggered and start twitching, because that room got loud. That conference room got loud. But she was telling me after the photo shoot that you guys, having collected and donated over $102,000, that was more than half of what they collected all together wow. with all the teams.
Amazing, man. You guys always show up.
Big, huge turnout. So thank you.
All right. So Abby has taken my challenge, mm-hmm. which was never a challenge. It was just a book that I gave her to read that I thought would help her with her overthinking.
Why don't you just accept the word challenge instead of the word I'd rather use, which was a threat?
What threat? I'm trying to make your life better. I've challenged you with trying to make your life better and not miserable to where you're not crying in the middle of a photo shoot.
That has nothing to do with my overthinking. I think I'm just terrified of children. So, yes, you issued me this challenge to read this book called Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking Is the Beginning and Ending of Suffering by Joseph Wynn. Not really sure how to take that. I don't know if I look like I'm suffering every single day.
I read it because there is suffering in overthinking. I gave it to Kristen also. Yep. I would consider us all overthinkers.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I've been joking and saying that this is a challenge, and he threatened me with this book, and he's like, you need to read this book. And I decided to go ahead and maybe take a leap on this challenge and rewire my perspective on the book and why I should pick up and read it, because I thought, you know, I can see this as a challenge, as a threat, or I can see this as an act of kindness that somebody was thinking of me when they were reading this book. And then when I rephrase that, I'm like, wow, that's actually incredibly thoughtful. And when somebody does something incredibly thoughtful for you, you kind of feel like an a-hole when you sort of spit in their face and say it was a challenge and a threat rather than an act of kindness towards you. So I did pick up the book.
So even overthinking that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean there's the example right there.
You're overthinking everything. What's not to overthink in this life? So I picked up the book and then I put it back down.
You didn't get to one page?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. That's a joke I really wanted to make, but I'm like, no, what an a-hole move to pitch this story and then to be like, yeah, and then I still didn't read it.
Wouldn't have been off profile.
I mean, you know, it's all in a day's work. But anyway, I picked up the book. I skipped past the preface because I was like, that's too many words. And I got to the first chapter. I will say I made it through the first chapter. And what I love about reading and what I love about art in general is it connects you to people you would never have the access to begin with, whether it's Taylor Swift or Joseph Wynn of this book. And it shows you just how like unoriginal you are when someone says a thought that you're like, oh my God, I thought that exact same thing. Like at some point in the first chapter, he says like, you know, when you sit down to do a task and you just start beating yourself while you're doing the task mm-hmm. and be like, why didn't I do this earlier? I knew I should have done this a week ago. Now here, instead of being excited that I'm just doing it,
yeah.
I'm mad at myself for not doing it earlier.
Same.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, dang, Joseph, maybe you got a point. So I got through the first chapter, which is kind of just setting you up for the rest of the book. And then my eyes got tired. So then I put it back down. So you know what? We're getting there. We're starting the challenge, and I want to thank you for issuing the challenge / threat / gift to me.
All right.
And I look forward to possibly getting through the end of the book.
In all transparency, I'm kind of stuck on page 95 also.
Stop.
All right. I'm not very good at reading, and I get bored easily also, and I've hit a block.
Way to practice what you preach.
Right.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-P-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.